Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There's an insert in your bulletin, and I'd like to draw your attention to a couple of items on it. It's the time again, it says, for the secret sister to reveal, to be revealed, on Monday, April 26th, that's tomorrow, at 7 p.m. So if you're, you're certainly, hopefully, you can be there. And also there's a mother and daughter luncheon, which is put on by the ladies' ministry, and it's being planned for Saturday, May 1st at 11:30 a.m. You can see additional details in the insert. There will be a deacons' meeting following the fellowship luncheon today, and today is the last Sunday of the month, and we'll have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. So everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. And with the exception of the service at Pacific Hills Manor this afternoon at 2 o'clock, all other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, and that's our custom for the last Sunday of the month. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 48, verse 4. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say amen. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 16, The Lord is King. Continue our worship now with hymn number 424, Send the Light.
Oh,
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 436, Bring Them In.
Please remain standing for prayer. And as a church body, we feel one and one heart with the Brashear family and the loss of their daughter, Robin Ritchie. My heart is heavy, and the heart of the family is heavy. So young, the Lord takes the liberty to take us into his presence at different time. But I church sympathy and love with the Brashear family. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, the prophet and the great priest Ezra said, bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and bless thy glorious name. And so, Father, we are privileged to open the door again at Bethel Baptist Church here in Morin Hill, California, to proclaim that indeed there is hope in Christ Jesus. Not only there is hope, there is the only hope that we can offer to others for life. And Father, we pray then that you will bless us as we open the doors here in the church. And about a few minutes ago, they opened the doors of the airways through the radio station KKMC, who are listening live our service. And for those who are listening in the internet, Father, we praise you that you bless their hearts and life. Those in Texas, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Northern and South California, who we know they are sending to us emails, and some of them are very grateful, and they send us their contribution for the support of the ministry. And we thank you, Lord, and we appreciate their effort in keeping us on the air, because we believe, we proclaim the gospel, and we proclaim the word of the living God to heal our soul and life and whatever matter we go. Lord, the Bible says very briefly beautiful things about those who die. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon said, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Then the Apostle Paul gave us the interpretation of Solomon's words, and he said, for we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. And then he said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And so, Father, we are grateful that Robin knew you as Savior. We are grateful. And now you have her in the gardens in heaven. And so I want the family to know that we love them and to know the hope that we have when Revelation tells us, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. And so from that year in which Jesus was crucified, those who have believed, one day we will die. But we are blessed because we are transferred in the very presence of God, and we thank you, God, for that. Lord, we do have missionaries in every field and in every area of the ministry. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Roth, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Poretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. And so, Father, we pray that the blessings of the Lord be on their heart and that the gospel will flow from their lips to others so that as they minister, the people may see, not only hear the gospel, but may see in them the life of Christ, so that Christ can shine in every different field as we send them out. Thank you, Lord, that we have Ken DeLillo in the service today. We appreciate that, and we love him all the way. And we have today been blessed by his presence, and we pray that the fellowship will be rich and deep as we have loved him and his family and for his loving service that they did for years in our church. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity again to continue preaching on the church. And so help us to understand today our function as a church member. Lord, thank you for the members of this church who support the ministry. Thank you, Lord. We depend exclusively and only on their love for you. And it is because the members of this church and the friends of this church and the extended church love you that they support the ministry. So, Lord, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Galatians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1267. We will be reading Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures, where we can go to learn the truth which makes us free from the bondage of sin. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, who perfectly kept the law that we couldn't keep and freed us from the curse that we deserve. Thank you for the gift of faith that you have enabled us to believe the true gospel of the work of Jesus Christ in the shedding of his precious blood, not adding anything to that. We thank you for this marvelous grace. Help us to walk worthy of our calling. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he delivers to us the wisdom and knowledge found in your word, and that we may be doers of that word, we hear and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Pastor.